schedule to make himself less accessible. But he wouldn't. He couldn't. This is my calling, he thought, and if it's exhausting, then so be it. On Thursday afternoon, he was going home with a basket that a member of the Altar Guild had delivered, containing home-canned green beans, a jar of pickle relish, and a loaf of banana bread. He stepped out and locked the door behind him, dropping the heavy key into his pocket. Then he turned around and stared in disbelief. Coming toward him at an alarming rate of speed was something he hoped he'd never lay eyes on again. It was the great, leaping, licking, mud-caked dog. For several days, the dog seemed to appear out of nowhere. Once when he was walking down Old Church Lane to meet the plumber at Lord's Chapel. Again when he was planting a border of lavender along the walkway to the rectory. Yet again when he went to the local to get milk and sweet potatoes. And on two occasions as he was leaving the grill. The meeting in the church lane had been fairly uneventful. The meeting at the lavender bed, however, had been another matter. He was kneeling in sober concentration on a flagstone when suddenly he felt two large paws on his shoulders. Instantly, such a drenching bath was administered to his left ear that he nearly fainted.